Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy alongside Patriots owner Robert Kraft at the NFL owners meetings here in Boca Raton, Florida. So you couldn't remember a busier first 2 weeks of free agency. What are the impressions of the people you've now welcomed into your organization through trade and free agent signings?
Well, I'm glad someone was listening to my opening statement there. Because March 9th came, and it's the start of the new year, and it's really exciting. But I don't remember a time in free agency where so quickly we were able to pick up four free people who were number one draft choices. I think the trades we did were excellent for our future and this current coming year. And then, of course, having Dante return out of retirement. He's so young anyhow, I don't know why he did retire. And most importantly, having the privilege of having what I feel is the number one quarterback in the history of the game extend with us two more years. So please God, all things being well, he will have been with us 20 years. It's pretty exciting and pretty cool.
You mentioned Dante coming out of retirement. However, going into retirement, a first-round pick out of Tennessee, a terrific player for the Patriots, Jerod Mayo. What's your reaction to his decision to hang up his football cleats?
One of the finest young men ever to come through our system. You know, he never drew attention to himself. Everyone in the locker room had great appreciation and respect for him. I wish him the best. He's got a wonderful family, and he's a very special young man, and we're lucky to have had him in our system.
Well, you've made the Patriots a family business with your sons, of course. It's also a family business for your head coach and his two sons.
Yeah.
How do you describe what it's been like to watch Steve Belichick and Brian Belichick ascend to their current roles on the coaching and scouting staffs?
Yeah, no, it's a real treat. You know, having Bill, this is his 17th year that he's with us, and I think back to when we hired him and the grief we took, and remember, we gave up a first-round pick to get him, and I think that was probably the best trade we've ever done. I watch how he speaks with Steven, and you know, there's a bond there that's special, which means he'll open up and impart his football wisdom, probably in a way that's hard to get for someone else until he feels really comfortable with them. So we're really happy, and it's a great thing for the New England Patriots.
At the same time, some of his and your former proteges are now out on their own. Kids have grown up in the business, like John Robinson and Bob Quinn, and now they're running front offices for other teams. How proud does that make you feel? And have you enjoyed an opportunity to interact with some of those former Patriot personnel?
Well, it's funny you say that. Yesterday when I got here, you know, I looked, it was like old home week, because they had Bob Quinn and John Robinson and Jason Light and then Scott Pioli and Tom Dimitroff. You know, four teams, three of the four in the NFC, which is good. But it's pretty nice, yeah, and seeing them come of age. And it made me proud. We're really excited about the upcoming season, and I hope our fans are as excited as I am.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Bob.
Robert Kraft with us on Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.